Jane Lithgow. Local and live.
The Hit Mix. Welcome to Local and Live. It's Wednesday, the 17th of September. Halfway through the week already. Well, last night I went to the New Vic Theatre to watch The Grand Babylon Hotel. And it's a play based on the novel by Arnold Bennett, adapted by Deb McAndrew and directed by Conrad Nelson to celebrate the Stoke 100, the centenary year of Stoke-on-Trent. Deb and Conrad run Claybody Theatre based in Stoke and they're both very talented. They did such a wonderful job with this script and production and it was fantastic as the plays usually are at the New Vic. The costumes, scenery, effects, as well as all the superb acting all came together so well and the comedy elements are perfect and you'll definitely have a good old giggle and a few raucous laughs as well. Most theatregoers will know the name of Michael Hugo. He is multi-talented and you know that if he's in a play, then it's going to be funny. But I also laughed a lot at Thomas Cottrane. I recently interviewed a few of the cast and this is Thomas talking about the play.
Okay, so the Grand Babylon Hotel, obviously it's been produced by the New Vic Theatre and Claybody Theatre, two wonderful organisations in Stoke-on-Trent who do so much for the local culture here. So it's a real pleasure to be a part of.
The author?
His name is Arnold Bennett, a Stokey born and bred, but spent a lot of time in the Savoy Hotel in London, which is what the Grand Babylon Hotel is based upon. Deb's adaptation has simplified this story, which was mammoth, really, because Arnold Bennett, he wrote this as a week-to-week serial. And as we keep saying, he was really hedging his bets with a lot of the storylines that he was going on. So you'll find one character pop up in a chapter and then a couple of chapters later you're going, what happened to that guy? And I wonder if he's involved and then you never hear about him till the end. What Deb's done is really strip this down to its bones and made it something that's much more palatable for a live audience.
So he sounds very articulate and kind of stable, easygoing. But from the first moment of the play, which involved a dance scene, Thomas was absolutely hysterically funny. And his portrayal of Rocco the Chef was incredible. So Thomas Cottrane, definitely want to watch. All in all, this play, The Grand Babylon Hotel, certainly gives the audience a great evening's entertainment. And you can watch it at the New Vic until the 4th of October. It really is well worth seeing. And it won't be long until panto season begins. This year, the Malcott Players will be performing Jack and the Beanstalk at the Potteries Museum and Art Gallery from Thursday the 27th to Sunday the 30th of November. Tickets are available already from ticketsource.co.uk/Malcott Players. Audley Theatre will be performing Treasure Island from Saturday the 29th of November to Sunday the 7th of December at their beautiful theatre in Audley, and tickets will be on sale from the 1st of October for that one. The New Vic will be performing The Little Mermaid, and that's on stage from the 14th of November to the 24th of January. Always a fantastic watch. Claybody Theatre, they'll be performing the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol, from the 5th to the 20th of December, and that's at the Dipping House, 5 Spode Courtyard, Church Street in Stoke. And we will keep you informed about these and other Christmas plays and pantos up to the festive season.